Good morning, a Wednesday morning. That means Miles Reed, editor of the Daily Gazette, joins us. Good morning, Miles.
Good morning, David.
Voters, they did approve $80 million in improvements across the district. Tell us what the money will be used for.
Yeah, the Niskayuna voters yesterday went to the polls for a referendum that was broken into two parts. $62 million was on the first vote. The bulk of this work was to do a reconfiguration of some of the schools in the district. In particular, the focus of this project involves the two middle schools. Right now, they've got two middle schools that are grades 6, 7th, and 8th. One is called Iroquois over near the Mohawk River, and the other one is Van Antwerp. And under this new reconfiguration plan that the district will now be able to go forward with, they're going to actually make elementary schools only go K through 4th. And so they're going to use one of these middle schools, Van Antwerp, for 5th and 6th students. So the whole school will just be those two grades. And then Iroquois, they're going to make that school all 7th and 8th grade students. This is a part of an effort that the district says that based on demographics and the best studies in terms of appropriate schooling conditions, this is something that will take a while, but they figure that they'll be able to actually roll this out in the fall of 2025 once they get going. The second part of it is about $17 million. That also will be helped with this reconfiguration, but really importantly also, it will help them resurface and really do a lot of work in their athletics facilities. The running track is a mess. They haven't used that for years. They're also going to be able to do some building maintenance elsewhere in terms of putting some roofs on some of the elementary schools.
All right, from there, Miles, let's talk about the Schenectady Police Department. What's happening?
Yeah, so yesterday we got a little peek into this partnership with this company called Catapult Games. It's a Schenectady-based video development company, and they're really big into virtual reality. The pursuit that they have right now is using virtual reality to help police do some training. And in particular, the model that they rolled out yesterday was the simulation that they're going to hope police will be able to use to learn to de-escalate situations. And this, of course, was a huge issue with a lot of the high-profile cases in 2020 with the police killing of George Floyd in Minneapolis. There was even a couple of cases in Schenectady that got a lot of attention where police officers used force and were later criticized saying that they could have de-escalated the situation better. So the Schenectady Police Department is going to be, you know, working with them and trying out this game and helping them learn. And they're actually using real footage, talking to other departments around the country that have footage that's available, but also trying to work with the Schenectady Police Department, then eventually they get some kind of footage of their own cases. Really, all the way along the game, the officers in training will have options on how to deal with something and how to move forward. The ultimate goal, of course, is to find a way to de-escalate it without using force. This gaming company has, you know, worked with local mental health and social justice professionals in Schenectady in trying to craft these realistic scenarios. And so far, they're getting high marks from the community saying that, you know, it appears that they're on the right track. They're working with them to try to figure out a way to be sensitive and how to handle these cases. The most important thing is they're looking at cases where police actually handled things correctly, but equally as important in the cases where the officers did not de-escalate.
Miles Reed is the editor of the Daily Gazette. You can read more at dailygazette.com. Miles, thanks. We'll catch up with you next Wednesday.
Take care, David.